In order for us to appreciate the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, it would be important for us to go to the very beginning of the Bible, the very first book, the book of Genesis. God created Adam and Eve, and when he created Adam and Eve, of all the gifts he gave them, the most important was sanctifying grace, the life of God in their soul. So Adam and Eve were created good. They shared God's life in them. And God gave them only one test, just one commandment. Of all the trees of the garden of paradise they could eat, but at this one tree, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, don't touch it, don't eat it, stay away from it. Now Satan, he came and approached Eve, and he said to Eve, "Why does God command you not to eat of that tree?" And Eve said, "Of all the trees of the garden, we do eat. But of this tree, God said not to eat, lest," and this is the key word, "perhaps we die." God didn't say perhaps. He said, "You will die if you disobey." And Eve approached the tree. She saw the fruit was delightful to look at, and she ate. Now, the fall of man didn't come about because of her disobedience. Adam was the first man created. He was the head of the human race. Eve offered the fruit to Adam. When Adam had eaten of the fruit, then the fall of mankind took place. Adam and Eve lost sanctifying grace, not only for themselves, but for all their posterity. Now it's very interesting, after the fall of Adam and Eve, God is speaking to Satan. Now the interesting thing about Satan was this. When Satan tempted Eve, he said, "You won't die. God doesn't want you to eat that fruit, because if you do, your eyes will be open. You won't know good and evil. You'll be like unto God." What a lie. Adam and Eve were creatures of God, and they were sharing in God's life and their soul, sanctifying grace. The idea that they would be like unto God was such a lie. But God said to Satan, "I will put enmities between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed, and she shall crush her head." Very interesting. Now Satan, a fallen angel, he doesn't know who this woman is, but a woman's going to come and crush his head. And God's going to establish this enmity between Satan and this woman. And as we know, how wonderfully, when we look at our Lord and Savior, he tells us who this woman is. On the occasion of his first miracle at the wedding feast of Cana, they were at a wedding feast and they ran out of wine, and our Blessed Mother Mary saw they ran out of wine. And when she said to the Lord, "Lord, they have no wine," he says, "What is it to me and to thee, woman? My hour is not yet come." And then she turned and said to the attendants, "Do whatever he tells you." And he worked his first miracle at his mother's request. But she was addressed by this term, "woman." Now the Aramaic, the language Christ spoke, that was not a disrespectful term, but he was pointing out, this is a woman that is to crush Satan's head. We also know, as Jesus was dying on the cross, he looked down upon his mother and his disciple. And he said to his mother, "Woman, behold thy son." And he said to the disciple, "Behold thy mother." There's a beautiful parallel. We've talked about this before. The early Christian writers, the fathers of the church, they called Mary the new Eve. And how is that? The fall of mankind began with a woman, Eve. An fallen angel approached her, tempted her to disobey God. Eve disobeyed God, and she cooperated in the fall of man by offering the fruit to Adam. She consented to this sin. Eve approached the tree of the forbidden fruit. Mary knew Eve. Another angel was sent to her, the angel Gabriel. And the angel Gabriel announces that she's to be the mother of God. The angel Gabriel tells Mary the will of God. And Mary says her humble fiat, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it done unto me according to thy word." And our Blessed Mother cooperated in our salvation and redemption. Jesus is our soul redeemer, our soul savior. But in God's plan, another woman would cooperate, just as a woman cooperated in the fall. How beautifully we read in this Gospel of St. Luke, when the angel appeared to Mary, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." Indeed, Mary was blessed among women, as she was chosen to be the mother of Jesus, the mother of God. And not only that, but being the mother of God, she was going to intimately cooperate in the redemption by standing at the foot of the cross. Our Lord is our Savior and Redeemer, but our Blessed Mother, by that fiat, she cooperated, she consented to, she willed all that our Lord was suffering on the cross, and she participated with a martyrdom in her heart. Our Lord was going to become flesh, as we read in the last Gospel, the Gospel we end at Mass. "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God, and the Word was made flesh." Where? In the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And that is the reason why, on this day, we believe, as Mary was the new Eve, as God created Adam and Eve in a state of grace, so our Blessed Mother, the Mother of God, was also created as the new Eve in a state of sanctifying grace. Never would Satan's stain of sin touch her soul, because this is the woman who was to conquer Satan, to crush his head. And never would this evil, fallen spirit have any dominion over her. As we celebrate our Blessed Mother's Immaculate Conception, from the first moment God created her soul and infused it into her body, at that first moment, there was never a stain of sin that touched her soul. She was immaculate, she was full of grace. And this is the unanimous teachings of all the early Christian writers. It's amazing. All the consistency and how they wonderfully expound upon this. In this day and age, we know how Satan is very clever. He knows exactly how to tempt each and every one of us. He knows our weaknesses. And we need our powerful advocate, our powerful patroness, our powerful helper, our spiritual mother, Mary, the Mother of God, the Immaculate Conception. We need her intercession and protection, that she may plead with Christ for us, that we can also be without sin. Just remember Satan, as St. Peter says, he never sleeps. He goes about like a roaring lion seeking someone to devour. And that is the reason why we need all the help we can get. You know, every time we pray the Hail Mary, we should think about that. We recite the very prayer, we recite the very address that the angel of God said, right out of his Bible, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women." And we finish that first part with the words of St. Elizabeth, who was filled with the Holy Ghost. "Blessed art thou among women," she said to Mary, "and blessed is the fruit of thy womb." But the second part of the Hail Mary, "Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death." Why do we pray at the hour of our death? Because the devil, Satan, is going to go all out. This is the last chance he got to rob us of grace lead us to sin and lead us away from God. And it's at that moment of death, that momentous time when we're going to go from time to eternity and stand before God, our whole eternity, when we die, our whole eternity is about to begin ever, forever and ever. And if we die in a state of sanctifying grace, we're going to go to heaven. If we die without sanctifying grace, we're lost for all eternity. That is the reason why we pray, Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now. We need help for help now, but especially at the hour of our death. So on this feast of the Immaculate Conception, let us honor our Blessed Mother, the Mother of Jesus, the Mother of God. Let's ask for her powerful intercession to watch over us and protect us as her spiritual children. And let's especially have recourse to her, immediately have recourse to her in time of temptation, when the devil is trying to lead us into sin. This is the new Eve, the woman who crushes the head of Satan. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.